ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ.
All right.
pratyutkama. Standing up from one's seat. Prashrayana. Welcoming. Abhivadanam. Obeisances. Vidhiyate. Are intended. Sadhu. Proper. Mithaha. Mutually. Sumadhyame. My dear young wife. Pragyaye. By the wise. Parasmay. Unto the supreme. Purushaya. Unto the super soul. Chetasa. With the intelligence. Uhashayaya. Sitting within the body. Eva. Certainly. Na. Not. Dehamanine. To the person identifying with the body. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. My dear young wife, certainly friends and relatives offer mutual greetings by standing up, welcoming one another and offering obeisances. But those who are elevated to the transcendental platform, being intelligent, offer such respects to the super soul who is sitting within the body, not to the person who identifies with the body. Purport. It may be argued that since Daksha was the father-in-law of Lord Shiva, it was certainly the duty of Lord Shiva to offer him respect. In answer to that argument, it is explained here that when a learned person stands up or offers obeisances in welcome, he offers respects to the super soul who is sitting within everyone's heart. It is seen therefore among Vaishnavas that even when a disciple offers obeisances to his spiritual master, the spiritual master immediately returns the obeisances because they are not mutually offered, they are mutually offered not to the body but to the super soul. Therefore the spiritual master also offers respect to the super soul situated in the body of the disciple. The Lord says in Srimad Bhagavatam that offering respect to his devotee is more valuable than offering respect to him. Devotees do not identify with the body. So offering respect to a Vaishnava means offering respect to Vishnu. It is stated also that as a matter of etiquette, as soon as one sees a Vaishnava, one must immediately offer him respect, indicating the super soul sitting within. A Vaishnava sees the body as a temple of Vishnu. Since Lord Shiva had already offered respect to the super soul in Krishna consciousness, offering respect to Daksha, who identified with his body, was already performed. There was no need to offer respect to this body, for that is not directed by any Vedic injunction. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Pitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare I offer my respectful obeisances to all the assembled devotees, seek their blessings, especially senior Vaishnavas, residents of the Dham. It's a blessing of Lord to be in this holy place for a few days. So I come here as a beggar, begging those who stay here, the Dham Vasis, for mercy. Mercy so that I can chant holy name in the proper consciousness. We are reading today from the fourth canto, third chapter, text 22. Lord Shiva is talking to his wife Parvati. As you are, those of you who have been attending this class for the last few days, know that the discussion is going on. And Lord Shiva is trying to explain to Sati that she should not go for the sacrifice, because he is explaining here that in this particular context the discussion about Lord Shiva is how when one offers respects or welcomes another person or stands up receiving another person, all of this etiquette is ultimately to show respect to the super soul which is within the heart of everybody. So in the purport here, Srila Prabhupada is clarifying this point that Lord Shiva, he is in the platform where he is offering respects to the super soul. Every time, ultimately all respect is for the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada is giving a very nice instruction of how one should be in this mood of amanina mana dena, offering respects to all and expecting none in return. Srila Prabhupada is explaining how even the disciple, the duty of the disciple to offer respects to a spiritual master, and the spiritual master in turn offers respects back to the disciple, knowing that the Paramatma is there within the heart of every living being. This is very typical of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We read in his biography of how when any disciple would offer respects to him, immediately he would reply, Dasosmi, I am your servant. In other words, all respects is for the Paramatma. As soon as we think that I am worthy of respect, we lose the chance to take shelter of the holy name. So this principle is explained by Srila Prabhupada very beautifully, that Lord Krishna is offering, it becomes more pleased than we offer respects to his devotees, than if we respect to the Lord directly. Mad bhaktya puja dipikama. to please the Supreme Lord, the easiest process is to please his devotee. Of course, the Lord is present within every living being's heart. So in one sense, a devotee should see that everybody is a potentially a Vaishnava. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, once the residents of Kulinagram approached Lord Chaitanya and asked him, what is the process for us to make spiritual advancement? We are Grihasthas and how we can make advancement? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke two principles. One is to serve the Vaishnavas and the other is to chant the holy name. So then they asked the next question. Vaishnav kemane janiba, how do we recognize who is a Vaishnav? And Mahaprabhu gave three different answers in three different years. The first year he replied, Jaramukheshune ekabara Krishna naam, that one who has even once uttered the name Krishna, he is a Vaishnav. Then second year again, when the same question was asked, Lord Chaitanya replied that one who is always chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. One is always chanting Hare Krishna, 24 hours, he is a Vaishnav. And Srila Prabhupada explains that this is a Madhyam Adhikari, one who is always chanting Hare Krishna, 24 hours. Before reading this, I was thinking that by now I must be Madhyam Adhikari because I have completed 25 years in ISKCON. But then I realized that I am still a Kanishta, a neophyte devotee. Because according to this definition, a Madhyam Adhikari is one who is 24 hours chanting the holy name constantly. The third year, again Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked this question. Lord Chaitanya replied that one whose very presence makes others chant Hare Krishna. One who inspires others to chant the holy name just by his, simply by his presence, he is a true Vaishnava. And then Prabhupada explains in the purport that this is a Uttam Adhikari. Like Srila Prabhupada himself, wherever he would go, he would induce people to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We cannot imitate the Uttam Adhikari platform. But we should try to come to the Madhyam Adhikari level where one is constantly chanting the holy name. Just 2 days back I was reading the 7th canto of Bhagavatam, the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. And in that Prahlad Maharaj is speaking the 9 processes of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivir. So there he is explaining these are the 9 processes of devotional service. And there is a very beautiful long purport by Srila Prabhupada on each of the 9 items of devotional service. So in the purport on Kirtanam or chanting, Prabhupada explains that one has to avoid all the 10 offenses. And then he further writes that actually the way to overcome offenses is to simply 24 hours chant the holy name. By incessant chanting of the holy name, one becomes free from all offenses. But taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and at the same time incessantly chanting Hare Krishna. Even though one may not have taste, in the beginning stage, one may not have taste, but just like a medicine, one may take shelter of the holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, Enechi aushadi maya nashi baro lagi, Hari nama maha mantra lao tumi magi. And I have come to give you this medicine. Lord Chaitanya has come to give this medicine, this aushadi of the holy name. So the aspiration of a devotee should be that let me come to that state where I am always remembering Krishna. Because life is very short, we don't know when death will come. And if you forget Krishna for one moment, if you are not chanting for one moment, and if the death comes at that time, then we may be put into another body. It's a very precarious condition. In one beautiful lecture, Srila Prabhupada was explaining, the title of that lecture is Finish Your Business in This Life. That a devotee should try to perfect his life in this life, not wait for another birth. And in the purport of Dhruva Maharaj's story, Prabhupada explains that generally it's very difficult to go back to Godhead in one lifetime. It's a challenge. When Bharat Maharaj took him 3 births. But then Prabhupada further mentions, if one becomes as serious and sincere like Dhruva Maharaj, then he can go back to Godhead. Become as serious and sincere as Dhruva Maharaj. Of course, we cannot possibly imitate Dhruva Maharaj's austerities. He was taking some fruits once in 3 days, he was drinking water later on once in 6 days, and then he was just breathing once in 9 days. If we try, then we will be changing bodies very soon. We cannot imitate Dhruva Maharaj. But the Prabhupada writes in the purport that just following the basic principles of Krishna consciousness, of chanting 16 rounds and 4 aggregative principles, attending the morning program, if we do these items with seriousness, sincerity, then we can achieve the same result. Determination is of great importance. And Srila Prabhupada once said that if you don't have determination, then you are an animal. So against all the odds which material nature imposes, which our own mind and body is imposing, one should struggle to make one's life successful by always remembering Krishna, by always chanting the holy name. There's a very nice song by Bhaktivinod Thakur in his book called Gitavalli. And in this song he explains how one can come to the platform where he is chanting the holy name always. This song goes like this. Shri Krishna Kirtane Jadi Manasatohara Paramajatane Tahe Labho Adhikara. Translation. If you desire to engage in chanting Krishna's name and glories, then do everything you gain. Then you do everything you can to gain the qualifications necessary to do so. And then he explains what are the qualifications for the constant chanting of the holy names. He says, Trinadika hina dina akinchana chara apani manubi sada chadi ahankara. Should give up all false pride and always consider yourself to be insignificant, without possessions, and lower and more humble than a blade of grass. This material world, everybody wants to be prominent and everybody wants some prestige. Everybody wants prestige in this. English. You should give up all false pride and always consider yourself to be insignificant, without possessions and lower and more humble than a blade of grass. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. So, in this material world, everybody wants prestige. Materialistic people. But a devotee wants to run away from prestige. Today is also the Chandan Yatra beginning, and we know how Madhavendra Puri, he brought Chandan. In a little while I will read a little bit of the story. So when he was going to get Chandan, all of you know the story of how the Lord stole Kheer Chor Gopinath. And when the Pujari brought the Kheer, Madhavendra Puri, he accepted the Kheer. Not only he took the Kheer, he also took the pot, he broke the pot into pieces and kept it with him, and he would take a small piece every day. But then he decided to leave Remuna. He said to leave Remuna to go to Jagannath Puri because he thought, if I stay here, I will receive prestige. Because everybody knows, everybody will look at me and say, you are the same Madhavendra Puri, Lord stole Kheer for you. Now generally a you know, a neophyte devotee or a non-devotee may think this is very nice, that if Lord stole kheer for me, it should appear on the Back to Godhead magazine or some, you know, website, you know. See, I'm so fortunate. But Madhavendra Puri wanted to run away without saying anything to anybody. He left, just ran to Jagannath Puri. Because this prestige, according to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Pratishtha is a great enemy of the sadhaka. Pratishtha is Shukarera Vishta, the dung of a boar. So nobody would take pleasure in such an item, to say the least. So a devotee avoids all prestige, position and honor. Sometimes as part of devotional service one may receive position or some honor, but one should be very careful to divert it all to the spiritual master and to the Supreme Lord. If we keep any prestige for ourselves, that becomes a shackle which binds us to the cycle of repeated birth and death. To give up prestige is more difficult than to give up physical sex life, because prestige is subtle sex. This desire for prestige is lingering in our heart, even in our society of devotees. Grossly or subtly, most of us want some prestige. We should pray to Radha Madhava, Panchatattva, to the deities, that please give me this quality of amanina manadena. As Bhakti Vinod Thakur says in this song, that give up false pride and consider yourself lower than a blade of grass. It's very easy to meditate on this verse while walking in this place in Mayapur, walking on the grass underneath a tree. So I was just meditating how you walk on the grass. Some people may even perform all kinds of things on the grass. The grass never protests. The grass is simply tolerating. So a devotee should learn from the grass how to be very insignificant. If there is a, as far as possible, to do service in such a way that one does service without being recognized. Only let the Paramatma in the heart be witness to whatever service I am doing. Because ultimately it's the Paramatma in the heart who is the Sakshi and who decides our spiritual advancement. We are doing everything to please the Lord in our heart, not for any other purpose. In the next line, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Vriksha sama chama guna koribe sadhan prati hinsa tyaji anya koribe palan. Practice the virtue of tolerance by emulating the trees. Give up all vindictiveness and look after other creatures. This example of tree is so important that it is told by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself in Shikshashtakam. And there Lord Chaitanya, he says to be more tolerant than a tree. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives an elaboration. He says, Shukibana Mage Jal. A tree, when it is drying up, it does not ask for any water for personal maintenance. And when the tree is cut, it does not protest. It gives its cool shade to all, protecting others from the rain and from the sun. Gives its fruit to everybody. And if somebody wants to cut the tree, still does not protest. Sometimes in the village, the tree is cut. It takes about few days to cut the tree. Person with an axe cuts it little bit, then takes rest under the tree. The tree gives it shelter for the person who is cutting him. Then again he is cut little more next day until he is dead. So this quality, very rare, very, very difficult to practice, is the qualification to go back to Godhead. Unless we come to this level of Trinadapi Sunichenam, we cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Bible also says like this, blessed are the humble and the meek, for they shall inherit the kingdom of God. So unless one actually remembers this verse again and again, again and again, it is not possible to chant the holy name feelingly. On the other hand, the more we remember this verse, the more we will be inspired to take shelter of Krishna's sweet holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Even before the foundation of our society, Srila Prabhupada was in Prayag, and then he was having a pharmaceutical store, and then he told one other person that I have the medicine. Not only I have the medicine which is the pharmaceutical medicine for the body, I have the medicine to cure the soul. And he told that the medicine is the holy name. And then he explained that along with the medicine, in order to actually take the medicine properly, one has to take a tonic with it. And then he explained, this was years before the foundation of ISKCON, he said, you have to take the tonic of this verse, Trinadapi Sunichena. In other words, every moment we should be meditating on this verse. That yes, O my Lord, please do whatever is necessary to make me humble and tolerant. Because by becoming humble and tolerant, I can come closer to your lotus feet. If whatever it takes, I am simply begging for this qualification. Jivane nirvahe ane udvegana dibe. Actually, one more point before I proceed. Give up all vindictiveness, the desire for revenge. It is so strong in us, even among devotee circles, that if somebody says something bad to us, whether it's true or not, it pinches the heart. And we may remember it for many years to come. Even though the incident is over, when we look at the person, even after a year, subtly a playback takes place in our heart. Yes, on this day, you told like this, and it hurts, and we think of taking revenge. But Bible says that you should forgive even before the offense is completed. Lord Jesus Christ was asked, how many times shall I forgive? 7 or 70? He said, 7 times 70. It's unlimited number of times. Because when we are staying together, it's natural that sometimes knowingly or unknowingly offenses may take place. But on our part, we should not even, it's not a question of forgiving after the offense. Before the offense is completed, we should forgive. Because this person is offending me because in my past birth, I must have offended somebody. So he's simply giving me my quota. He is actually purifying me. The person who is actually offending me, he is actually purifying me and he is helping me come closer to the level of Trinadapi Sunichena. So I should be more grateful to him because he is accelerating my journey back to Golok Vrindavan. Because on our part, we should not accelerate others' journey by harassing them. But if somebody harasses, we should take it as Lord's mercy. So ultimately, not a blade of grass moves without the will of Krishna. So he is the cause of all causes. In ignorance, I blame others, but actually, everything is for my good. The next verse is, Jivane nirvahe ane udvegana dibe para upakare nija sukha pasaribe. Do not give distress to any other living being in order to maintain your body. Forget your own selfish concerns by serving others. This is also another important point. Do not give distress physically, mentally, verbally. Hinsa. Even from the mind, what to speak of physically, one should avoid giving distress to others. My life should be a service to others. Let me learn to sacrifice for others. Our Vedic literatures are so beautifully filled with examples, like Rantidev was fasting for 48 days and this was nirjal, complete without water. 48 days of fasting and he was about to break his fast, then a brahmana came and said, I am hungry, give me some food. So he gave half of what he had and then he was about to eat the rest half and somebody else came and said, I am hungry. So he gave the rest of it also. And then all he had was some water. He had not taken water for 48 days. Can you imagine how desperate? Some of us observe Nirjal Vrat for one day a year. You know, that is coming, I think, next month. And we are always meditating on the Dwadashi time more than the Ekadashi. When is the time to break the fast? And Rantidev was just about to break the fast, just a sip of water, and then a person came with a pack of dogs. "My dogs are thirsty." You know, could have said, "It's your dogs, your problem. Why you are, you know, asking me?" But he gave all the water. And then he offered a beautiful prayer. It's in the 9th canto of the Bhagavatam. "I do not desire heaven. I do not desire liberation. I simply desire birth after birth to accept sufferings on behalf of others." This quality of accepting distress to alleviate others' suffering makes us most dear to Krishna. This is the qualification which Lord Shiva embodies. When there was the churning of the milk ocean, first of all poison came, and all the demigods, they went to Lord Vishnu for crying for help. Lord Vishnu told them to go to Lord Shiva because he wanted to give the credit to Lord Shiva. And when Lord Shiva was approached, Lord Shiva did not say, "Why are you coming to me when poison has come? If there was nectar, you would have never called me." You know, he said, "In the beginning of the business, I was not a partner. When you are losing, so you are making me a partner." But Lord Shiva was, he told Parvati that I will accept this poison because the best way to please the Supreme Lord is to accept inconveniences, difficulties, sufferings for others' welfare.